Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. That's Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Christian Espinoza. He's the CEO and the founder of Alpine Security. He's got all the credentials on the end of his name that make him a highly accomplished cybersecurity expert. He's the author of The Smartest Person in the Room. Christian, thanks again for being here. A couple of things I want to talk about this segment. We were talking about earlier the supply chain breach that created from the SolarWinds project. SolarWinds breach, I should say. Mm-hmm. Remind people, and we've talked about this before, but I think it's something that should be reminded, because this is how it fits small businesses, this where we fit into this. Tell them again what the supply chain breach is. Define that.
Yeah, supply chain attack is where the criminal, instead of going after the actual end target, they go after somebody in the supply chain. So an example would be, like, let's say you have your Windows computer at your office, and it goes and gets updates from Microsoft periodically. A supply chain attack would be, let's say somebody compromised the update server of Microsoft, so when your computer goes out to update itself with the latest, quote, patches, it actually downloads malicious software. So, and that's, the supply chain is actually longer than most people think, because the update server for Microsoft, for instance, gets updates from somewhere else, and they get updates from somewhere else. So you have multiple angles in that whole chain.
Well, I'm a small business.
Something malicious.
I'm a small business. Yeah. I get my Windows 10 updates from a compromised Microsoft source, and then I'm communicating. Maybe I even have access to an upstream customer. That's a third tier vendor of the government, and they get to them through me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because at some point you're a supplier for somebody else.
Supply chain. Yep, when they say supply chain breach, think of that literally. Literally, you're part of the supply chain. We're all part of a supply chain of some form. And this is why the reason I keep harping on this issue, Christian, is because small business owners have to be prepared to defend themselves against these things. They've got to have policies and practices that prevent this. They've got to do everything they can, because the last thing, if you want to go out of business overnight, let one of your customers find out that you're the weak link in that chain, right? I mean, or if you can't, if you're going to have an RFP any day now to bid on a project, and it's going to say, show us your ability to not be a supply chain breach. What do you think, Christian?
That's right. The U.S. government has this thing called the Cybersecurity Maturity Model, where anyone that is related to a supply chain for the government or doing business with the government has to be compliant at a specific level. So if I'm build aircraft, I'm Lockheed Martin or Boeing, for instance, and I've got Rockwell Collins makes a component for the aircraft, and then Rockwell Collins gets something from somebody else. Anybody in the entire chain has to have a specific level of certification, because we're doing the best we can do, at least from the government perspective,
right,
to make sure that the chain is secure, because it's the weakest link in the chain is going to be penetrated.
Well, look at a Boeing aircraft, a Boeing airliner. Boeing doesn't manufacture planes anymore. They assemble planes. The manufacturing
exactly,
is done in 1,000 places around the world, isn't it? So that's 1,000 supply chain breach opportunities. Maybe 10,000, right?
Yeah, that's right. Something like an aircraft where it's a big integrated system has many, many, many vulnerabilities in the supply chain.
And Boeing does it?
As far as
go ahead.
Yeah, it could even be like the chip that goes on, you know, the manufacturer of a circuit or chip that goes on to on a component, you know, that can even be compromised.
What do you recommend? What system? What methods, practices, products do you recommend for small business owners to be able to prove to our upstream customers that we're solid?
I recommend if you're a small business owner, you look at the CMMC guidance from the U.S. government because it's something that's going to be enforced later this year next year.
Say that slower. Might have to spell it.
Yeah, the CMMC.
CMMC. Charlie, right? CMMC.
Correct, yeah. And they have different levels of the CMMC that basically measure how good your cyber hygiene is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good place to start.
So if we went to CMMC in a search engine, we would be able to follow that thread to get where we need to go to be able to verify. And at least, folks, when you get this RFP, you don't want to say that. Well, you don't want that getting that to be the first time you heard of CMMC, right? Or that you know about. Maybe if you're not ready, at least you're on the way, right? Your education is where you start, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It always starts with awareness. And knowing the CMMC and knowing where you are in the maturity scale is extremely important.
CMMC. Charlie, Mike, Mike, Charlie. What does it stand for?
The Cybersecurity Maturity Model Capability, I think,
That's close enough. I like it. Christian Espinoza, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of Smartest Person in the Room. It's his book called The Smartest Person in the Room, The Root Cause and New Solutions for Cybersecurity. I'll learn how to read while we're taking a break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.